the most important foundation you have for your impact is the trust of other people in you. The only way to get trust is to earn trust. So be authentic, demonstrate your values in your actions to build trust in you. Hello and a warm welcome, dear Lightwolf, dear leader of the pack. No matter whether this is the first time you're checking in here into the Lightwolf Leadership Podcast, warm welcome, or whether you're a fan who has been here for 100 times or more, warm welcome to today's Lightwolf Podcast. All about your most valuable currency. Four tips how to scale trust. My name is Stefan. I'm a leadership catalyst, and I'm delighted that you've joined us today. My team has a very simple vision. A well-led world. Punto. That's the world we want to contribute to. Some people who hear this for the first time, like clients, leads, partners, people I meet, when they hear this message, when they hear this vision, they go like, oh, wow, you've got quite some work cut out for you, right? And then my response is, yes, perhaps we have. And perhaps we won't make it in the next 10 years. Perhaps we won't make it in the next 100 years because there is humans involved. But one thing's for sure. The closer we get to this vision, a well-led world, the more often, the more people, on ever more days, will go to the office or start their home office work with a big smile on their face in the morning. And they will finish their work in the evening with an even bigger smile on their face. Because they enjoy their work. Because they see purpose in their work. Because they feel that they are in that environment called a well-led environment. Maybe created by you. Because you are their leader. That's what drives us, pulls us, and motivates us to do our work. That's this image that's giving us our strength and our motivation to do the work we have done over the last many years. Now, one foundational thing is, even though some leaders still behave as if they were leading machines, we are not leading machines. We are all leading humans. We are leading people. And the most important foundation for leading people is the relationships you have with them. And the most important foundation of every single relationship you have with other humans in private life, in business life, in life altogether, is trust. Trust between two people on a one-to-one basis. Or trust between many people, one of them being you, in a team context, in a country, in a company, right? And in my more than 30 years of leadership experience, leading big companies with 12,000 people in 22 countries in Europe, or leading a startup with just one employee, it doesn't matter how many people you lead. It's really independent from the complexity of the organization you are a part of. The most important foundation you have for your impact is the trust of other people in you. And that's what I've learned time and time again. The most valuable currency you have is the trust of other people in you. That's why it's so important. And now you can't buy it. You can't buy trust. You shouldn't even ask for it or kind of order it or demand it. The only way to get trust is to earn trust through your attitude and through your actions. One really inspiring, simple quote I heard early on in my career around me. I don't even know anymore who said it, but it was so profound. The statement is, quote, Stefan, making commitments generates hope. Keeping commitments generates trust. Unquote. Yeah? Spot on. Spot on. Yeah? That's one of the most profound ways to earn trust is to say what you do. Right? We'll come back to this example in a moment. So you can't buy it. You can't demand it. You can only earn it with your attitude and with your actions. And to be able to lead well, ideally consistently well, even under pressure, under stress, you need a lot of trust from a lot of people, ideally from almost everyone around you, above you, your peers below you in the organization, if we want to use these somewhat conservative terminology to describe an organization. You need the trust of everyone around you to make an impact. So you may ask yourself, how do I do this? How do I get a lot of trust from a lot of people in my limited amount of time? Great question. Yeah? Or in other words, how do you scale trust? And as always, I'm not here to tell you the one and only truth, but I am very happy to be here and share what I've learned. Here are a few ideas. I think as a leader, you can scale trust in your team by making the following behaviors your standard, your routine. Number one, clear communication. Establish open and transparent communication channels. Just this day, today, over lunchtime, just before I started recording this very podcast, I just had a little view into my email inbox and I saw an important email coming in from a young lady, great young leader, super talent, very good values, courageous, responsible. We had an important conversation the other day because together with one of my partners and two more who help us do all the analysis, we are supporting this team in the financial industry in Europe over a 6 month period with a data-based, structured, sustainable process we call Good to Great, a team productivity program to strengthen this team, to strengthen the trust, the productivity, the performance of this team. And she was courageous enough to share observations, questions, and maybe a few concerns with me. We had that chat, she wrote the email, and again, reading this, it confirmed my point number one, my advice number one for you, clear communication. Because a couple of these symptoms that she raised with me are just going back to the fact that sometimes there is no communication. Sometimes the information that just needs to be passed from A to B is not passed. Communication does not happen at all. And of course, this impacts trust. If people need communication, if people expect communication, and it doesn't happen, well, then of course this reduces trust. And that's why you can benefit from this and do the exact opposite. Clear communication. Establish open and transparent communication channels. And by God, communicate. Make sure that people who have a need for information get the information. Of course, you cannot share everything with everyone. I'm clear. And if you are in a confidential project, you're buying or selling a company or something else that's really confidential, of course, you will not share everything with everyone. But you should share important information with those who need to know. Every information. With everyone who needs to know. Communication. And doing that transparent and open. Yeah? Share relevant information and objectives clearly to promote understanding, which in turn promotes trust, including having clear expectations, clear definitions of success. Yeah? It's almost funny when I think about it. When I was a young leader, leading my first 6 people in my team, I still assumed that expectations are clear because we have job descriptions, right? How naive I was. Expectations are only clear when you clarify them. So make sure that one-to-one or one-to-many or one-to-very-many, that you're absolutely clear on what success looks like. What quality of outcome do you want? By what day? And who is the one person who is mainly responsible for delivering the success? Clarify and communicate. That's tip number one. Tip number two, authenticity and integrity. Always act according to ethical principles and keep your promises. Yeah? Promises made, promises kept. Yeah? Making promises generates hope. Keeping promises generates trust. And let me ask Hannah here to integrate a little survey, a little request and survey question to all of you here on the Lightwolf podcast. How does trust grow in your environment? That's my question to you. In my daily life, the most simple way of earning trust is the following. When you and I meet for the first time, then yes, I want to trust. Some people say I trust everyone immediately. I'm not sure. I want to trust everyone immediately, right? I want to show that I believe that you're doing what you're going to tell me. But when we meet the first time, trust is more an emotion. My gut feeling is you say what you really think. And when we meet the second time, this gut feeling gets complemented by an observation. Because then I know that you have done what you've told me last time. You've kept your promise. That's how trust grows in my life. At first, it's feeling that my partner says what they really think. And then later on, it's observing that they've done what they've promised, what they've said last time around. It's one simple way of generating trust. So be authentic, demonstrate your values in your actions to build trust in you. Tip number three, delegation and empowerment. Give your team real responsibility. Give your team always a little more responsibility than they think they can handle, because they can handle more than they themselves are aware of. Believe in them more than they believe in themselves, because they can do more than they think. Not overstretch them and then leaving them alone. That's not what I mean. But give them a little more responsibility than they think they can handle, and they will reward you and themselves. And then give them autonomy without leaving them alone. Give them space to take some decisions themselves. By delegating real responsibility, by defining clearly what is success, what result, what quality, by what day, who is the one person responsible for the overall result, and then giving space, giving them hope, giving them conviction, giving them confidence, giving them resources, giving them support without doing the work for them. You grow them, you empower them, yeah? And you enable personal growth and you strengthen confidence in your employees' abilities and decisions. And tip number four, model vulnerability. In our team productivity programs, we always follow the 6 principles of highly effective teams. All the way from trust at the bottom of the pyramid up to hunger to win. And one way to generate trust, to earn trust, is to role model vulnerability. By the way, if you are interested in football and you follow German football a tiny bit, if not, don't worry. There is a great life without soccer, I know. But it's Sunday today, and I'd like to just extend my congratulations to all supporters of St. Pauli FC, who have just made it from 2nd to 1st division in Germany just today. So big congratulations. And why am I doing this? Not only for professional respect and sportsmanship, but also because in their very stadium, in the Milan Tor in Hamburg, 6 years ago, I was part, in fact, I led a wonderful workshop, 3 days workshop in a 6-month program, on Good to Rate, on helping 35 top managers of a 7,000 employee global company become a real team. We had 12 nationalities in the room and worked together for almost 3 days. In the opening, the chief executive officer did something unexpected, stunning, and crucial for the success of the program and for the company as a whole. He showed his vulnerability. He first introduced himself. He explained why the whole program is so important for the team, for him, and for the company. He showed his commitment. He explained his expectations vis-a-vis himself and expectations vis-a-vis everybody here in the room. And he named his strengths. He also named his weakness. And he dared to ask the others in the room for help where he himself felt weak and needed help. He showed courage and he showed himself vulnerable. And in doing so, he opened up everyone in the room to transparency, to honesty, to courage, and to trust. Super well done by this chief executive. And since I've seen how this opened the whole team, I'm sharing this with you. I know that role modeling vulnerability once in a while is just very helpful. Of course, people sometimes need you strong. Of course, they sometimes need someone who sets the direction and has the courage to take responsibility. But they do not only not mind when once in a while you are vulnerable, they appreciate it and you get rewarded with trust. So in a nutshell, here are my 4 tips how to scale trust. 1, clear communication. 2, authenticity and integrity. 3, delegation and empowerment. And 4, role model vulnerability. By the way, if you are interested in having an exchange with an experienced leader who knows how it feels when trust is absent, who knows how to create an environment where trust will grow, then please book some time with me and let's talk. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to listen. And maybe in our short chat, I can give you one or the other mirroring idea, question that helps you help yourself to create a trusted environment all around you. If interested, look into the show notes of this podcast, book your slot with me straight in my calendar, and I can't wait to meet you. For today, thank you for your time. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I look forward to having you again here soon, maybe already next week, here in the Light Wolf podcast. Thank you. Have a great week and see you soon. Your Stefan.